Radio uses electromagnetic waves, the same electromagnetic waves that your eyes interpret as light, and the same electromagnetic waves that cook your food in a microwave oven. The difference is a matter of wavelength. 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 Radio uses electromagnetic waves, the same electromagnetic waves that your eyes interpret as light, and the same electromagnetic waves that cook your food in a microwave oven. The difference is a matter of wavelength. 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 Radio uses electromagnetic waves, the same electromagnetic waves that your eyes interpret as light, and the same electromagnetic waves that cook your food in a microwave oven. The difference is a matter of wavelength. 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 Radio uses electromagnetic waves, the same electromagnetic waves that your eyes interpret as light, and the same electromagnetic waves that cook your food in a microwave oven. The difference is a matter of wavelength. 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 Radio uses electromagnetic waves, the same electromagnetic waves that your eyes interpret as light, and the same electromagnetic waves that cook your food in a microwave oven. The difference is a matter of wavelength. 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 The difference is a matter of wavelength.
You should not have wanted them old funky sacred children. You know what I'm saying? And it goes like
hey, don't miss out on what you're passing. You're missing the hooter of the funky Buddha. A looter of your fucked up styles that get wicked. So come on, this life will start to kick it. Cause we're like the outlaw stride. And suckers are hiding. Jump behind the bush when they see me driving by. Hanging out the window with my Magnum. Taking out some putos, acting kinda local. I'm just another local kid from the street getting paid for my vocal. Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I'm ignoring all the dumb shit, yo, because nothing is coming from it. I'm not gonna waste no time fucking around my gastric humming. Humming, coming at ya.
Girl, you know I had to get ya.
Time for some action, just a fraction of friction. The clearance to run the interference into your satellite, shining a bad light.
Sing at the gap,
and I know that'll get you right. Here's an example, just a little sample.
I work at this killer man.
One time tried to come in my home, take my chrome. I said, yo, it's on. Hey, cover, son, or your ass die. How you like my chrome? Then I want the rookie pass. I didn't have to blast out, but I did anyway. Young punk had to pay.
So I just killed a man.
Here is something you can't.
Something
you can't understand.
gonna get ya.
How do you know where I'm at when you haven't been where I've been? Understand where I'm coming from when you're up on the hill in your big home. I'm out here risking my dome just for a bucket or a fast bucket just to stay alive.
Hey, yo, I gotta say fuck it.
Here is something you can't understand. Something you can't understand.
Just
there is something you can't understand.
Just
there is something you can't understand.
Just
there is something you can't understand.
All I wanted was a Pepsi.
What's in the door?
Rogers.
Calls, don't say
We'll be right back. written this beautiful paper, and I wanted to try to extend it to prove the full class number formula. The only thing I didn't explain was that proving the class number formula was most of the way to Fermat's last theorem.
So this course was announced. It said calculations on elliptic curves, which didn't mean anything. Didn't mention Fermat, didn't mention Taniyama Shimura. There was no way in the world anyone could have guessed that it was about that if he didn't already know. None of the graduate students knew, and in a few weeks they just drifted off because it's impossible to follow stuff if you don't know what it's for, pretty much. It's pretty hard even if you don't know what it's for. But after a few weeks, I was the only guy who got it.
The lectures revealed no errors, and still none of his colleagues suspected why Andrew was being so secretive.
Maybe he's run out of ideas. That's why he's quiet. You never know why they're quiet.
The proof was still missing a vital ingredient, but Andrew now felt confident. It was time to tell one more person.
So I called up Peter.
Boasted solitude, God was at their side, nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive, though his death was pardoned round and round the world, the heart would not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them, for magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Many men drove magic, but magic stayed behind. Many strong men lied. They only passed through magic and out the other side. Many weak men lied. They came to God in secret, and though they left him nourished, they would not tell who healed. Though mountains danced before them, they said that God was dead. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. This I mean to whisper to my mind. This I mean to laugh with in my mind. This I mean my mind to serve, till service is but magic moving through the world, and mind itself is magic, coursing through the flesh, and flesh itself is magic, dancing on a clock, and time itself, the magic length of God.
cities on the ocean, anything planetary, they control. That's type one. And type two civilization is stellar. They've exhausted the power of the planet, and they get their energy directly from their mother star. They just don't get a suntan on the weekend. They use solar flares. They use the power of the sun itself to energize their huge machines. Eventually, they exhaust the power of a star, and they go galactic. They harness the power of billions of stars within a galaxy. Now, for example, Buck Rogers would correspond to a Type 1 civilization, a planetary civilization. Star Trek and the Federation of Planets, who have colonized the two star systems, would correspond to a Type 2 system. And the Empire of Star Wars would correspond to a Type 3 civilization. Now, what are we on this scale? We are Type 0. We don't even rate on this scale. We get our energy from, not from stars or galaxies, we get our energy from dead planets, oil and coal. But we can calculate when we will attain type 1 status, in about 100 years. Now, every time I read the newspaper, I see evidence of this historic transition from type 0 to type 1. And I am privileged to be alive in the most important era in the history of the human race. Transition from type 0 to type 1. I read the newspaper and I see evidence of this everywhere. What is the European Union? The European Union has been formed to oppose NAFTA, that is the United States, Canada, and Mexico. But why? Because we're seeing the beginnings of a type 1 economy. Huge planetary trading blocks are the beginnings of a type 1 economy. And what language will this type 1 economy speak? Everywhere I go around the world, I find that the elites all speak English as a second language. In the future, the planet Earth will be like that. Everyone will speak their own native language, but on top of that, there will be a type 1 language, probably English. There's also going to be a type 1 culture and a type 1 political system as well. You can go anywhere on the planet Earth and show people pictures of two individuals that are instantly recognizable by any human, Madonna and Arnold Schwarzenegger. In other words, we're talking about Hollywood movies. We're talking about rock and roll, rap music, blue jeans. That's going to be the planetary culture of the planet Earth. And what is the internet? The internet is the beginning of a type 1 telephone system. That's all it is. And so this transition is perhaps the most important transition of all time. Some people don't want it. They fear this transition because this transition is to a planetary civilization tolerant of many cultures. These are the terrorists. In their gut, they fear this because they know they are witnessing the birth pangs of the beginning of a new planetary civilization, and the terrorists want nothing to do with it. This transition is also the most important because it's not clear if we're going to make it. When we look at outer space, we see no evidence of type 1, 2, or 3 anywhere. No evidence whatsoever. The mathematics say that there should be thousands of type 1, 2, and 3 civilizations in the galaxy. We see no evidence of any whatsoever. And why is that? Because the transition from type 0 to type 1 is the most dangerous of all transitions. We may not make it. It's a race against time. On one hand, we have the forces of integration, the forces of tolerance, a multicultural fabric emerging before our eyes. On the other hand, we have weapons of mass destruction, germ warfare, nuclear warfare, also the rise of international terrorism. They are obstacles to reaching a type 1 civilization. So in other words, perhaps they didn't make it in outer space. If one day we have starships and visit other star systems, perhaps we'll find planets whose atmospheres are irradiated or whose atmospheres are too hot to bear life because they did not make the transition from type 0 to type 1. Now, by the time you're type 2, you are immortal. Nothing known to science can destroy a type 2 civilization. Even a supernova cannot destroy a type 2 civilization. They'll either move their home planet or they'll simply stop the nuclear fires from exploding. And by the time a civilization becomes galactic, they may in fact have the ability to control the fate of the galaxy itself. By the way, if you're type 3, you will explore the galaxy not by sending Captain Kirk on an Enterprise hopping from star system to star system. That would take millions of years to explore the Milky Way galaxy. The way you do it is you would create a robot. Have the robot land on a moon. It would create a factory. It would make millions of copies of itself on this moon, which is quite stable, and send these to other moons. Then each of these would create another factory. Starting with one robot, you would have a million, then a million million, and a million million million, until you had a sphere expanding near the speed of light, containing trillions of these robots. They would land on a moon and simply wait. Wait for a type zero civilization to become type one. Now, where have you seen that before? This is the basis of the movie 2001. The movie 2001 is perhaps the most authentic rendition of the encounter of a type zero civilization with a type three civilization. Now, at the beginning of the movie, Stanley Kubrick interviewed many leading astronomers and scientists, and we laid out this scenario. That the most efficient way to colonize a galaxy is to send robots, have them land on the moon, and create a factory, and then they would shoot out and colonize other moons. But at the last minute, Kubrick cut the first 5 minutes of his own film, and the film became super mystical. But the next time you see that movie, realize that the monolith on the moon is perhaps a remnant of a passing Type 3 civilization waiting for our Type 0 civilization to become Type 1. And how long before we have an operating moon base capable of detecting such a monolith? Perhaps 100 years. So again, the generation now alive and our grandchildren are the most important generations ever to walk the surface of the Earth. We are the generations that will determine whether we make the transition from type 0 to type 1 or we destroy ourselves because of our arrogance and our weapons.
Hatma Hatmo, Hatme Hatma Hatmo, et Balionel Sir, en Kidamno Ostriou. Histol, Cyril Sonner, Gaïlen Gosseret, Otakir, Alorfait, Tans et Infox, Cyril Urspatov, Ibacto et Sibacto, Adi Elenskir, Tomnor Ibolke, Solos Atopir, Imer Yengo, Titon, c'est Titanos Ivroca, Cyril X. Cinq Sitogmir et Sinor 5 Sibactour, 5 Sitogmir et Sinor 5 Sibactour. Andro Estone, Alpha, Henri Octet, Sinov, Agropir, Céléré, Sinov, Andris, Tolkien, Ritorque, Sumnes, Avrilov, Andrioptal, Scalir, Andrioptaile, Silenor, Si, Jolbor, Imenhe, Staïd, Itarlo, Ste, Adrigour, Siloé, Sor, Gatmi, Jibalunke, Stato, Verialuptar, Simenergé, Toitoir, Straden, Aen, Astraden, Elioxistor, Straden, Aen, Astraden, Eliorsixton, Calidou. Théon, Hipporlé, Staraïdar, Hypoterlos, Deidazir, Hypotastus, Elgir, Essinor, Sestradin, Sitos, Gaingaer, 5 Sitogmir, Essinor, 5 Sibactour, 5 Sitogmir, Essinor, 5 Sibactour, Odorophos, Alzen, Immariamoé, Tophur, Albaneg, Eliostra, Tolitoïr, Adren, Eliorfeiros, Astron, Tal, Talogu, Votatei, Zèbre, Isenor, 5 Serivoé, Talinteg, Obélis, Serio, Ston, Adrolès, Elitostar, Calen, Oteistan, Sivreuge, Arbolès, Emanistan. Calen, Oteistan, Sivreuge, Arbolès, Inanistan. 5 Sitogmir, Essinor, 5 Sibactour, 5 Sitogmir, Essinor, 5 Sibactour, et Carioïda, Slage. Ô Tamnir, Stoï, Targ, Exul et Prioden, Irfalov, Orsea, Gitonskir, Adragané, Ifar, Terictan, Og, et Broilir, Imenixol, Iraur, Stoles, Arbalo, Poliorcam, Nalcalé, Orio, Exi, Smogon, Algalov, Opraime, Inatisgur, Smaons, Imanista, Golboej, Adraistai, Kenkeneus, Plouge, Talgor, Taitaitos, Donv, Emmeriamans, Talen, Veok, Piur, Smer, Agrigois, Taltalato, Balbeiras et Gin, Cateliptas, Pro, Boinstez, Scron, Evegve, Tolan, Kitaristin, Ogarge, Yogahung, Atalapta, Ha, Xeong, Strow, Agale, Gaip, Ikatosteng, Pro, Haraf, Stromb, Hek, Sicilisis, Streon, Migmir, Teotao, Xen, Teug, Afralimon, Idour, Stomf, Beo, Stex,
Kaechung Radio, 1630 AM. It's midnight in Chinatown once again. You've been listening to field recordings of the After Hours. That's all. Good night.